read the scripture today first in Chinese and then in English.
今日嘅经文系选自《圣经列王记上》第三章二十三节至到二十八节，系我哋嘅旧约圣经《列王记上》第三章二十三节至到二十八节。王说：这妇人说，活孩子是我的，死孩子是你的。那妇人说：不然，死孩子是你的，活孩子是我的。就吩咐说：拿刀来。人就拿刀来。王说：将活孩子劈成两半，一半给那妇人，一半给这妇人。活孩子的母亲为自己的孩子心里急痛，就说：求我主将活孩子送给那妇人吧，万不可杀他。那妇人说：这孩子也不归我，也不归你，把他劈了吧。王说：将活孩子给这妇人，万不可杀他，这妇人实在是他的母亲。以色列众人听见王这样判断，就都敬畏他，因为见他心里有上帝的智慧，能以断案。
1 Kings chapter 3 verses 23. The king said, this one says, my son is alive and your son is dead. While that one says, no, your son is dead and mine is alive. Then the king said,Bring me a sword. So they brought a sword for the king. He then gave an order. Cut the living child in two and gave half to one and half to the other. The woman whose son was alive was deeply moved out of love for her son and said to the king, Please, my lord, give her the living baby. Don't kill him. But the other said, Neither I nor you shall have him.Cut him in two. Then the king gave his ruling. Give the living baby to the first woman. Do not kill him. She is his mother. When all Israel heard the verdict the king had given, they held the king in awe because they saw that he had wisdom from God to administer justice. 圣经读毕，愿神祝福佢嘅话语。
依家系边度？就系无奈从上帝来的智慧拿刀来 ，wisdom from God bring me a sword。
各位兄弟姊妹。这两个的妇人在这里争拗辩论，第一个妇人说活的那个 BB 是我的，死的那个 BB 是他的，第二个妇人说不是，生的那个是我的，死的那个是你的。他们住在同一间屋，而又没有其他的人做见证人。差不多三千年前，又没有说验血，又没有说验 DNA 这些东西，真的很难判断。 Two women argued. The first woman said, The living baby is mine. The dead one is hers. And the second woman said, No.The living baby is mine. The dead one is yours. They live in the same house. And there was nobody else. Nobody could testify. It was 3,000 years ago and no blood test, no DNA test to help. Well, it's a difficult case. 这两个女人一路拗，她们是在所罗门王的面前拗。 所罗门王不是一个普通的王，所罗门王是有上帝的智慧在他里面的王。 The two women argued before the King Solomon, and King Solomon was no ordinary king. He had the wisdom of God in him. 所以这两个女人实际上其实是在上帝面前争拗着，对于那个讲真话的，这个是好消息，因为这个王里面有上帝的智慧。但对于那个讲大话的女人很危险，因为在上帝面前讲着大话。 So the two ladies were actually arguing before God because King Solomon has got the wisdom of God in him. To the one who was telling the truth, it was good news, just like God is standing right before you. But to the one who was telling lies, it was dangerous, because she was lying to God. 第一个女人讲，生那个 BB 是我的，死那个是你的。第二个女人说，不是，生那个是我的，死那个是你的。究竟哪一个是个妈妈呢？哪一个是有妈妈的心肠在里面呢？下个礼拜就是母亲节了。母亲的伟大，因为天父给每一个母亲有一个母爱妈妈的心肠在里面。哪一个是真的妈妈，有妈妈的心肠在里面呢？哪一个是那个讲大话的，好像魔鬼的心肠在里面呢？这样都可以，拿着人家的亲生仔都可以，魔鬼的心肠，好像毒蛇的心肠在里面呢？看不出。我们真的希望主能够将他们的心割开，我们看到他们的心里面的真相。The first woman said, the living baby is mine, the dead one is yours. And the second woman said, no, the living baby is mine, the dead one is yours. Who's the mother? With the mother's love in her heart. And the Mother's Day is coming next week. All mothers have been given by the Lord with the mother's heart. But who's the mother? Who's the liar with the evil's heart? Like a poisonous snake inside, evil, taking, you know, the baby from the real mother.We just hope that the Lord could cut open their souls to look inside. 所罗门王有上帝的智慧在里面，所以廿四廿五节这样讲，所罗门王说拿刀来，然后他立刻讲一道的命令，将那个细路切开两半，一半给这个女人，一半给另外一个女人。他的说话真的很快，快刀，很有力量，两刃的利剑。他的说话真的将这两个女人的心切开，让我们看到他心里面有什么。 King Solomon got the wisdom of God in him. And verses 24-25 said, The king said, bring me a sword. And then he gave an order, cut the living child in two halves.Give one half to this woman and half to the other woman. His word was so quick, powerful, like a double-edged sword. And his word cut open the hearts of the ladies. 第一个女人说，不好啊，不好啊，主，给那个 BB 他，给他，不要杀他，不要杀他。我们看到母亲的爱。第二个女人说 cut 啦，切开佢两半啦，唔益你，唔益我，你又冇，我又冇，切开佢啦。我哋睇到魔鬼嘅心肠，毒蛇嘅牙现咗出嚟。The first lady said, "Please, not, no, 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 give the baby to give her the living baby. Don't kill him. Don't kill him." Oh, we see the mother's love in her heart.And the second lady said, cut him in two. I don't have it. You don't have it. Ah, we see very clearly the evil's heart. Like a snake with her poisonous teeth. 兄弟姐妹，在这个世界上真是随处都有很多的争拗，很多的辩论。有时我们很开心，因为最终那些人找到的真相，无辜的人判他是无辜。但是有时真的很难去证明一个人是清白的。Brothers and sisters, indeed, there are many arguments going on everywhere in the world. Sometimes we were glad that eventually people found the innocent was innocent. We were happy. But sometimes we just could not show people that we were clean. Sometimes we just couldn't. No way for us to show people that we were clean. 但希伯来书九章廿七节话俾我哋听。我们人人都有一死，死后会有审判，去到主的面前，就好像主都会说，拿把刀来，将我们的心剖开，大家都见到我们心里面的光景。 However, Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 encourages us, We are all destined to die, and after thatTo face judgment. By that time, the Lord will order, Bring me a sword, and our hearts will be cut open, and the truth will be revealed to all people. 在希伯来书四章二节，讲上帝的道，上帝的说话，比一切两人的利剑都要快。他可以切入、剖开，将我们的心思意念都看到清清楚楚。没有东西能够瞒得过上帝的眼目，所有东西都会赤露敞开在主的面前。我们每个人最后都要向主交账，讲明我们的情况。The book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 said, For the word of God is sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates and it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of God. To God, eventually,We must present our cases. 对于世界上很多被人诬告的人，我们心里面有安慰，因为圣经说天父上帝是最后的法官。 To those who have been wrongly accused, it is comforting to know that the Lord will be the final judge.但是等我们不要忘记诗篇130篇所讲的。说主啊，我向你呼求，求你听我的声音，求你听我祈求怜悯的哀声。主啊，如果你究察罪孽，如果你详细看罪孽，主啊，谁能站得住呢？我们每一个都是罪人。但是在你有赦免之恩，等我们能够敬畏你、侍奉你。 Let us not forget the message of Psalm 130. I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Please hear my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord,Who could stand? Nobody could stand. Everybody is sinful. But with you, there is forgiveness so that we can serve you with reverence. We need the mercy of the Lord. We do need the mercy of the Lord. 我们需要主的怜悯。我们需要主的怜悯。就正如福音书瞎子讲大卫的子孙耶稣，可怜我吧。可怜我吧。We need the mercy of the Lord, just like the blind, the born blind, cry to Jesus, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, the son of David. 我们将要纪念主的圣餐。根据四个福音书的记载，同埋根据哥林多前书十一章的记载，我们纪念主的圣餐。 We are now going to participate in the Lord's Supper based on the teaching in all the four Gospels and 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We'll start with a personal time of confession. 我们开始的时候有一个个人认罪的时间。 A personal time of confession.实际上我们每一个人在主面前的罪都不同，我们花些时间安静在主面前承认我们的过犯。 We all have different cases before the Lord. We spend a minute before the Lord confessing our weakness and our sins. 这里写的认罪祷文只不过是很多的认罪祷文之中的其中一篇。我知道有些兄弟姊妹念诵其他的认罪祷文已经很久，所以你可以用你能够了解最能够表达你的心声的认罪祷文，在个人认罪时间向主承认你的罪。但是这一段的认罪祷文可以作为你的参考。 And I've written a confession for your reference. And actually, everybody is different. We just spend a minute confessing your sins before the Lord. And I will close with a prayer. 我们一起在主面前忏悔认罪。 Let's confess our sin before the Lord in a minute.